Enter today to win tickets and a lawn picnic for four. Visit WTOP.com, search contests.
At 8:21, the music world, the world of stage and screen, has lost a legendary composer. Marvin Hamlisch has died following a brief illness. He was only 68 years old. WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, knew Hamlisch.
I've known Marvin for 30 plus years. We met in New York City when I was with NBC, and we became interview buds and then friends. And through all of this, I also got to really know him as the NSO Principal Pops Conductor, which he did for 10 years. 2 years ago, he decided that was about as long as anyone should be at the helm, but he wanted it to be a quiet goodbye. Though when he returned for his NSO at Wolf Trap gig, the orchestra presented him with some wonderful gifts, and he said to me, with his eyes getting a bit misty,
"And it's wonderful to be back with the orchestra. It's lovely. It's like old home week."
He first performed with the National Symphony in 1980, and Marvin Hamlisch appeared in more than 250 performances at the Kennedy Center, White House, the lawn of the U.S. Capitol, and Wolf Trap, the most recent being last month. And Rita Shapiro, National Symphony Orchestra Executive Director, added, "His musicianship, his humor, and his friendship will be deeply missed, and the memories will long be treasured by all at the NSO." I miss last month's performance, and actually last saw Marvin less than a year ago in his Wolf Trap dressing room, where he previewed a project he was working on.
"Dead ceiling, wah, wah, wah. You're the man with the Midas touch."
And then he shared it with the audience.
"I'm working on my new musical, Dead Ceiling, the musical." "We just have no idea how it begins or ends, but aside from that, it's really a good show."
One of the last things I said to Marvin Hamlisch was that it had been 30 years since we first met, and his reply was something to the tune of, "You must be mistaken, because neither one of us is old enough for that." Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
It's 8:24.
Hi, this is Dr. Oz.